والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We begin by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to witness the first Jumu'ah, the first Friday of Ramadan, the most blessed day of the week in the most blessed month. Alhamdulillah. This is indeed a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, and another example of His mercy upon us. As I always like to remind myself, there are so many of our brothers and sisters who attended the first Jumu'ah last Ramadan, but they're no longer around to attend the first Jumu'ah this Ramadan. And in that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us by giving us this one more opportunity to seek His mercy and His forgiveness and to seek the virtues and blessings of this special month. See, my brothers and sisters, we came into this world with love and mercy upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put care, mercy and compassion in the hearts of our parents, our caregivers, that first nurse, that first doctor who picked us up gently, making sure not to drop us, cleaned us, took care of us when our mother couldn't, and our parents who sacrificed for us, stayed up long nights when we were sick, fed us at all hours of the day and night, washed us, changed our diapers, took us to the doctor when we were ill. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the one who put that love, that compassion, that rahmah into the hearts of our parents and our caregivers. And He nourished us through His mercy when we were helpless, when we were small, tiny, unable to stand up for ourselves, unable to defend ourselves. What's the only way a baby is able to defend his or herself? By crying. That's all a baby is able to do. So defenseless, so many risks, so many dangers, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected us. And He sent people to take care of us and protect us. So He nourished us through His mercy when we were helpless. And He continues to guide us and bless us and feed us through His mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, Allah azza wa jal says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ My mercy encompasses all things. And I was reading about the word rahmah. It was very interesting. That often we translate it as mercy. But in fact, mercy in English is perhaps not the best translation. Because in effect, what rahmah really is, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has linked this word with the rahim, with the womb. And there is this connection with motherly type of love. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said about the mother who was feeding her child. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked that, do you think that this lady, this woman, can throw her child into the fire? Do you think this mother who is feeding her child, do you think that she can throw her child in the fire? And the companions replied, no. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَاللَّهُ أَرْحَمُ بِعِبَادِهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ بِوَلَدِهَا. Subhanallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more merciful to His servants, has more rahmah, arhamu, is more merciful or has more rahmah towards His servants than this woman does towards her child. So we find this connection of motherly love. So the better way of describing rahmah perhaps is compassionate, nurturing love. Because when we say mercy, in English we get the meaning of somebody who has done something wrong and they are looking for relief. Somebody gets charged with a crime and they go in front of the judge and they plead mercy, as an example. Or somebody has in power and is about to hurt or do something to another being and then they plead mercy and they have mercy upon them. So this is the connotation we get in the English language. But rahmah is not like that, right? Or is much more than that, let's put it that way. So compassionate, nurturing love is the rahmah that we are talking about of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find this connection with that nurturing motherly love, the type of love that a mother has for her child, that special love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has much more of that type of love for His creation. In the end, my brothers and sisters, it will be His mercy, His rahmah, the better word, it will be His rahmah that will make the difference for us as well. And actually, subhanAllah, you know, I was getting ready for Salat al-Jum'ah today, and I was thinking to myself, I don't know, subhanAllah, this thought just came to my mind, that if I were to die soon, tonight, tomorrow, today, would I get Jannah or not? Do I think that maybe I would be deserving of Jannah or not? My brothers and sisters, the reality is that nobody can assure themselves of Jannah. No matter what our actions are like, no matter how good we think we may think we are, no matter, you know, what we have done or how good we feel about ourselves, we are not of those people. Because there are some religions who feel like, you know, we have believed, we have done good, so we should get Jannah. There is a sense of entitlement. And they say, well, okay, if I'm not going to be assured of salvation, of paradise, then what's the point? Then why should I do it? Right? My brothers and sisters, this is not the attitude of the believer. This is not the attitude of the believer, because even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not take his Jannah for granted. Can you imagine? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, khayru khalqillah, the best of all the human beings of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did not take his Jannah for granted. Jabir radiallahu anhu relates, سَمِعْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ لَا يُدْخِلُ أَحَدًا مِّنْكُمْ عَمَلُهُ الْجَنَّةِ وَلَا يُجِيرُهُ مِنْ نَارِ وَلَا أَنَا إِلَّا بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. That actions alone will not enter any of you into paradise. Actions alone will not enter any of you into paradise or protect him from the fire, and not even me, except through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the commentator say, this is perhaps from the humility of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, right? In knowing his position, you know, he would, you know, of course, but he's the Prophet of Allah, the last messenger of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had, you know, taken care of his actions, his deeds. He didn't have to worry about sins. He didn't have to worry about committing any evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had protected him in that way. Yet still, he's saying, not even me except through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the mercy of Allah azza wa jal is what we need, my brothers and sisters. Now on this first Friday of Ramadan, most of us, myself included, at the forefront, have gathered here in a spoiled and dirty spiritual state. You know, we try to wash up and we try to dress nice for Jum'ah as we should for Friday. But the reality inside, right, that is very, very different. Because what do we have? We have 11 months without Ramadan. We have 11 months of shaitan being loose. We have 11 months of accumulated sins. We have 11 months of misdeeds and mistakes. And we gather in this month, on this blessed day, in this spoiled, dirty spiritual state. And our state may be even in a state of decay and disease, and we may not even realize it. We may not even realize that we are actually spiritually diseased and we have a spiritual cancer that is eating us up inside, or a spiritual tumor that is growing and it's taking over our spiritual body, our spiritual heart and our spiritual body. We may not even realize it. If we were to die with all the stains of these sins and all of our hidden thoughts and temptations and the spiritual diseases that we have in our hearts right now, what would be our state when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens us up for all to see and to be judged? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from humiliation on the day of judgment. So for the believers, this is a scary thought. But my brothers and sisters, this is the month of Rahmah and Maghfirah. It is the month of mercy and forgiveness. And while it is good to be fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His wrath and the Day of Judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal also gives us much hope and indeed wants us to always be hopeful in His mercy, in His rahmah. Allah Azza wa Jal gives us good news in the Quran, telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. That O my servants who have transgressed against themselves, meaning by sinning, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, do not despair of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins, and it is He who is the forgiving and the most merciful. And this is from the beauty of Islam and from the beauty of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person can come with a mountain full of sins, a mountain full of misdeeds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can wipe it out in a second. And in fact, perhaps even for some sinners who are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may even turn their sins into good deeds. Can you imagine? So a person is a great sinner, and he repents sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And instead of having him start at zero good deeds that now you have to build up, it may be perhaps that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his sincerity so much that he turns his hundreds and thousands of sins into good deeds. Allahu Akbar. How great is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, never despair of the mercy of Allah. As we read in Surah Yusuf, لا تيأسوا من روح الله, never give up hope in Allah's mercy. ولا تيأسوا من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون. Certainly no one despairs of the mercy of Allah except the people who disbelieve. So the believer should never, ever, ever give up on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what you have done, if you have been away from the masjid for the entire year, the last time you prayed was maybe on Eid al-Adha or Eid al-Fitr. The last time you came to the masjid was last Ramadan. Do not give up on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is shaitan who tries to deceive us and says that you have sinned so much, you have done so much, you have gone beyond the point of no return, and now there is no point. Allah will never forgive you. So continue committing your sin. This is the lie from shaitan. Do not believe in the lies of shaitan. Do not believe in the lies of shaitan about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what you have done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can and will forgive you inshaAllah if you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. So don't allow yourself to ever fall into this deception, because you see, my brothers and sisters, may Allah protect us, but everyone goes through ups and downs. Sometimes there are people, they are at a spiritual high, and subhanAllah, something happens, a tragedy hits, they go through some hardship, or some fitna comes their way, and they find themselves hitting rock bottom. In unimaginable ways. May Allah protect us. And then it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who also lifts them out of that. But you've got to have a desire to be lifted. If you don't have a desire to be lifted and to be saved, then it's very difficult. So at the very least, don't let that desire go away. That desire to love Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That desire for Jannah. That desire for Rahmah. That desire for Maghfirah. If nothing else, keep that desire alive. Perhaps it will be because of that desire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have Rahmah upon you and He will pull you out of that depth. So never give up on yourself. And let us never give up on others as well, my brothers and sisters. The mercy, the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great, as Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu relates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَجَعَلَ اللَّهُ الرَّحْمَةَ مِئَةَ جُزْءٍ فَأَمْسَكَ عِنْدَهُ تِسْعَةً وَتِسْعِينَ وَأَنْزَلَ فِي الْأَرْضِ جُزْءًا وَاحِدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mercy, all the mercy, all the rahmah, all the compassion in the world. He divided it into 100 parts, or all of the rahmah in the universe, let's say, in all of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal divided it into 100 parts, and he kept for himself 99 parts, and he sent only one part. What is that? 1%. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent 1% of rahmah down upon the earth. And it is because of this one part that there is mutual love among the creation, not just the human beings, among the creation, so much so that the animal lifts up its hoof from its young one, fearing that it might harm it. Even that, when a large animal is careful around its child, so as not to trample it, this is also from the rahmah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the 1% of rahmah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent upon the earth from the very beginning, from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam till the day of Qiyamah. All of the compassion that you find, all of the love that you find, all of the kindness that you find between relatives, between children, between parents, between all of human beings, all of the animals, all of the jinn. Well, you probably don't know about that one. But all of it is 1% only of rahmah that exists, and 99% Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept from himself, subhanallah. So we find enormous amount of mercy in the hearts of the creation, but this is all just 1%. So 99% Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. So this is how merciful Allah azza wa jal is. It's even hard to imagine. And of course, we certainly don't want to be those who are deprived of that mercy then. So we do need to work for it now, to attract it as much as we can, inshallah. So we have the tools, the receivers of mercy, right? Or the tools, the antennas of mercy. Let's put it that way. The antennas that allow mercy to be received, or that attract mercy. What are they? They are the fasting in the month of Ramadan. They are standing in prayer in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are sadaqah. And of course, all the good deeds which are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are all tools for attracting the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ideally we want to do it properly, because the more better you do it, the more presence of heart and mind, the better the signal of rahmah, inshallah. The better the reception of rahmah. The stronger signal you're going to get. The more presence of mind that you have, the more presence of heart that you have, and the more properly that you try to do it, the stronger will be the signal of rahmah being beamed upon you, and the stronger will be the reception, inshallah. Part of that also, my brothers and sisters, is to feel neediness, to feel weak in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to feel the burden of our sins and our shortcomings. Not in a way that makes us despondent, because Allah tells us not to become despondent. So not in a way that it pulls us down and it demotivates us, but in a way that humbles us. Regret that humbles us and makes us needy and wanting of rahmah and maghfirah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best way to increase the intensity of this rahmah being beamed down upon us is to transmit rahmah to others. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمُ النَّاسَ لَا يَرْحَمُهُ اللَّهُ. That the one who does not show rahmah towards others will not be shown rahmah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الرَّاحِمُونَ يَرْحَمُهُمَ الرَّحْمَنِ ارْحَمُوا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمْكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. That those who practice rahmah, the people of rahmah, to them, for them, الرَّحْمَنِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has rahmah upon them. So irhamu man fil ard, have rahmah towards those upon the earth. Yirhamkum man fis sama, the one in the sky will have mercy upon you. My brothers and sisters, what's interesting here, Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam does not say that have mercy, have rahmah only towards the Muslims. Have rahmah, have mercy only towards those who are coming to the masjid. Only have mercy towards the human beings. Rather, irhamu man fil ard. Have rahmah upon all of the inhabitants of the earth, all upon the earth. If you want to have the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intensified upon you, be merciful towards others. So this Ramadan, my brothers and sisters, let's not just beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy, but also work to reform ourselves. Because Ramadan is really the month of reform. It is the month of positive change. It is not just the month of fasting, just not eating and drinking, or just standing in Qiyam at night, or just reciting Qur'an. But really, all of this is meant to change ourselves for the better. It's to rectify our behavior, to purify ourselves of our weaknesses and our shortcomings. So let us also work to reform ourselves so that we become the true embodiment of mercy, of rahmah, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah continuously finds us, inshaAllah. How can we do this? Very quickly, number one, spend our lives in such a way that our presence becomes rahmah for others, a means of rahmah for others. Forgive others if you want Allah to forgive you. Clean your heart. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will like it. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will like it, and He will also forgive you and have mercy upon you because you have done that towards others. Show kindness and compassion to everyone. Deal in a nice way, in the best way. Always look to help others out beyond the bare minimum, beyond what is required, especially within our homes and in our families. Instead of always looking for what is my right, always try to deal with ihsan with your other family members. And you will see the barakah, the rahmah, the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send upon your household, inshaAllah. And even if others do not reciprocate your mercy and your kindness, try to continue to be a form of rahmah for all of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will see how the mercy, the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend upon you. We end with the dua, Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khayrul rahimeen. My Rabb, forgive and have mercy, and you are the best of the merciful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His abundant rahmah upon us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to soften our hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our hearts, to fill our hearts with goodness and love for Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the recipients of His endless rahmah until the day that we meet Him. Allahumma ameen. InshaAllah, we'll take a quick break.